What are your concerns?
Well, my big concern, Linda, is that there's no adequate regulation. This drill rig, the Husky rig there, started repumping during storm conditions on the Grand Bank. And why a regulator would not have cutoffs or would even allow that to happen is a major, major concern. So this, to my mind, this isn't an accident. This is a consequence of having regulation that's inadequate. And even though we hear so much from, you know, our local politicians and our politicians in Ottawa about how good ocean protection is, it's clearly inadequate. This is the largest spill on the Grand Bank that we've had to date. It should not have happened.
So what are the solutions? The CNOPB is the regulator. If there are no regulations, what are they doing?
Well, they're not doing much of anything. I mean, they're essentially lobbying for oil companies. And what we really need strong regulation. I mean, CNOPB could potentially do it. But, you know, we've had discussions for so long. They're responsible for development. They're also responsible for safety. They're also responsible for the environment. And those things are all in complete conflict. You know, oil companies want to explore faster, get the oil out of the ocean floor faster, when in fact, adequate protection might be just the opposite of that. It shouldn't be faster. It should be safer. And we're in a situation now where everybody's ramping up for faster. And here's, you know, so what were they doing on the Husky platform? They wanted to get oil out there going faster. I mean, it should have just been down during these storm conditions. So it's a major you know, it's a major oversight. It's a major inadequacy of the regulation that we have. So it clearly has to be stronger. The CNOPB, as it's structured, it probably can't possibly do it because of their structure. You said they said there were no oiled seabirds. Well, I would suggest that there's no information about oiled seabirds. Right now, there's hundreds of thousands. In that immediate area, because it's close to where the Terra Nova spill was in 2004, and at that time, the final estimates were 10,000 to possibly up to 100,000 birds were killed. And there's hundreds of thousands of murres and dovekies on the Grand Banks right now in that area. And as far as I can tell, there's a bird observer on the way out there. This is the one bird observer I know of, and right now that person is not even close to where the situation is or where the slick is. So I don't know. I mean, they just always say stuff like this, but they say it on that's the problem. They say it on the basis of no evidence, you know. There's no evidence. They just say stuff, and that's the problem. It's not acceptable.
Bill Montevecchi, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Linda.